ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The shutdown hitting home for more than 500,000 government workers, many missing their first full paycheck today. Like 60-year-old Laura standing in line for boxes of food.
I'm really hungry, and I'm just trying to scrape my money together to have rent.
The U.S. ramping up pressure on the Venezuelan government, sending the world's largest aircraft carrier to the waters off the South American nation. This is the U.S. struck yet another suspected drug boat today. President Trump canceling trade talks with China, posting that it's due to a television ad put out by Ontario that had parts of a 1987 speech by then-President Ronald Reagan denouncing trade tariffs. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleading not guilty in court today to federal mortgage fraud charges. President Trump pushing the case against James, who successfully brought a major civil fraud case against him. The jury trial gets underway in January of 2026. This is ABC News. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, is in a standoff with YouTube TV. A distribution agreement between the companies is expected to expire next Thursday.
YouTube telling us, we've been working in good faith to negotiate a deal with Disney that pays them fairly for their content on YouTube TV. Disney saying in a statement, we invest significantly in our content and expect our partners to pay fair rates that recognize that value. If we don't reach a fair deal soon, YouTube TV customers will lose access to ESPN and ABC and all our marquee programming, including the NFL, college football, NBA and NHL seasons, and so much more.
ABC News business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. The NFL levied three fines totaling $315,000 against the New York Giants for violating concussion protocol by peeking into a medical tent to check on injured quarterback Jackson Dart during his evaluation 2 weeks ago. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Currently, it's 37.
Set your alarm clock to us. 97.9 WGBW. 97.9.
Oh, just wouldn't be fair. Cause precious and few are the moments we took care.
Bay's new home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Hey, I'm Chris Morrow. We've got more on the way in just a bit. Also, don't forget Dan Marcus in the morning, 6 to 9. Community interviews, great songs, and the stories behind your favorites on 97.9 WGBW.
Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear long pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WGBW. He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Just like a thousand other guys would say they love you. When to your heart. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
The 97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org.
That'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday night, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I will always be around. why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Whatever happened to all the good times we used to have? The times we cried and laughed? I wanna know, I wanna know. Will you ever love me again? Or will I find out that this is the end? Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? You care?
Yeah. got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care with you, I can't be wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you, I won't let go. I got you to love me so.
Holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
There.
local news, timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Pete Schwabe in every night, Monday through Friday, 6 until 8. It's Nightlight with Pete. Some of the great stories of entertainment right here in Green Bay and around the entire state. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknight 6 until 8, on your home for local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Thank you.
looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
Too many teardrops
right down there looking up. And out my way, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
More people killed in a new airstrike today that obliterated a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean. That from War Secretary Pete Hegseth. And it makes boat attack number 10, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The USS Ford carrier strike group heading to the region. That carrier
bristling with firepower, including F-18 fighter jets, missile launchers, and attack submarines, adding some 5,000 American forces to the 10,000 already in the region.
Meantime, on the other side of the Caribbean, tropical storm Melissa strengthening, expected to hit Jamaica next week as a Cat 4. Payday was a bust for more than 500,000 federal workers today, thanks to the ongoing government shutdown, some taking charity food handouts. But the Pentagon has confirmed it's accepted an anonymous $130 million donation to help pay troops if the government shutdown continues, President Trump calling the donor a patriot and a friend. This is ABC News. The Social Security Administration says the annual cost of living adjustment will go up by 2.8% in 2026.
The average Social Security check is only about $2,000, and with next year's cost of living increase set at 2.8%, that averages out to be about $56 more a month starting in 2026. Many seniors say, like everybody else, they're paying a lot more for food, housing, and gas, leading 77% of people over age 50 to tell the AARP in a recent survey they don't think an increase of around 3% is going to do much good.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Recipients got a 2.5% COLA increase in 2025. Parts of Hawaii are experiencing drought, strong winds, and low humidity, leading to an elevated fire danger. The Taftan volcano in eastern Iran near Afghanistan has been dormant for 700,000 years, but scientists say